Red Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 67th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, joined by Caleb Andrew Jones, the actor in Queen and Country, from the Kenzander Realizator. And it's, of course, directed by the great John Boorman. So thank you very much for being with us.
Legendary John Boorman.
He's legendary, absolutely. And I'm such a big fan of his. And
I'm not sure who isn't a big fan.
Yeah, you were a big fan yourself. How did you feel when you found out that you might be in a film directed by him?
Oh, I was... when I first met him, after meeting him and hearing that we were going to work together, I think I jumped and hollered and shouted once he was out of earshot, you know,
Nice. And I mean, we're so lucky
to work with someone so immensely talented.
Right. I mean, he's obviously one of those directors that cares about his actors, and I've heard plenty of people say it, what was it like to work with him and collaborate with him to build your character, let's say, to shape him up?
I was very scared in the beginning, naturally.
Yes, yeah.
And I met Callum when I first arrived, and we seemed to get on very quickly. I don't know if it's through necessity at first or if it was because we did like each other at first. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
And then it turned into a great friendship.
Mm.
But I was very nervous, and the first week of rehearsals was very helpful to have, because we got comfortable with one another just a bit more so.
Yeah.
And
speaking of that,
John, with Callum, with Tamsin, with Kirby, with everyone, you know, that came in for the rehearsal period.
Yeah.
Because we would be there every day, and then other actors would come in and, you know, for this scene today and this scene today and this scene today, and the next day we'd start over again. And
It'd
be someone else, you know.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to hear this new life, you know, into these, you know, words, and in ways that I hadn't predicted, you know, which changed the way I, you know, looked at certain scenes, and Percy in general sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But
incidentally, actually, one of the questions obviously I was going to ask you was, I mean, what was it about the character that you could identify with, or that you could see in yourself, or that one made you want to actually play him?
Percy, not only was he a lot of fun, there was something tragic about him, you know. There's something very sad about that character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, his cockiness, and, you know, is it repugnant? Yeah, outer shell, you know, that he's just a facade.
Yeah,
you know, I understand that, you know, pretty well.
You know what? Like, I mean, this character, to me, represents a lot of those rebellious characters from classic cinema, and, also a symbol of, sexual liberation that was going on at the time. All of that kind of comes through. And you're saying you had a lot of fun playing him anyway.
So much fun, John hires people that he knows will do the job he needs them to do, and, you know, therefore, I've been watching a lot of Altman, and he would cast people that were right for the part, you know, that were the part in a sense, and all you had to do is just pull that out, you know. And I think that's a big percentage of you know, casting it is a big percentage of making the film.
Absolutely.
It provides a lot less work later on sometimes. If you know.
And on the other hand, another question I was going to ask you was, because this obviously is a film that's a big part of John's life, did you ever feel sort of a weight to represent it in a proper way?
Very much so. Because they're real people, and I never met the real man that Percy is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's best, probably. Otherwise, it'd probably be a bit different. Which would have been maybe fine too. But I feel with every film they partake in, there's a great deal of, you know, weight. in the beginning and throughout the picture. And this one was a much larger amount of, of that weight. Because of John, and because, like you said, because this is based on his life.
And let me ask you about, like, the relationship between the other lead in the film, Callum. What was it like?
Did
you get along from the get-go?
We did. And I was just saying, I was stressing out when I first met him. I was stressing out, and he's sitting on the couch, and, you know, he's kind of just slumped over, just sitting there and just relaxed, and I'm pacing back and forth wildly in his, you know, in his room. And I'm just Percy is coming out, and I'm, you know, God, it's, and then he says, "This is it, Caleb. This is it. This is what we're supposed to do." And I was going, "Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's Bill. This is Percy.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Percy's unhinged, and Bill is, yeah. You know,
what about what about working with Pat Short? How was he? He's not here today, but it's just a shame. But he was great too, and it was very funny.
And a very good man too. He was wonderful to work with, and Offset is wonderful to talk to him and hang out with him a little bit and whatnot.
He seems to be a fun guy to work with as well. But of course, I mean, apart from everything else, it does look like you had fun on set, like, in a way. Like, you get that always. You always kind of get that from the performance.
I hope so. I hope that carries across, because we were. There wasn't a whole lot of, because we developed, Callum and I, a relationship beforehand.
A real friendship.
It allowed all these little things to come out and to. You know, and I don't think we could have come up with those unless we'd had those already, you know, just between us. Little looks and things like that, things that make him laugh, things that make me laugh, and we knew what those were, you know. And, you know, so I knew it would piss him off, he knew it would piss me off.
Yes.
We played around with all of that, you know. And there was a great trust.
I can just imagine that, actually.
Between us, though.
That's awesome. As well as that, I wanted to kind of talk about you as an actor, and we'll talk about maybe the future projects later on, but what I want to know is, like, what are usually the characters that interest you in playing? Do you like to broaden the variety of characters all the time, challenging yourself as well, finding new ways to challenge yourself as an actor? Basically, what do you like to play? What's your preference?
I don't know if I have a preference, you know, so to speak. Sometimes you read something and you don't see how you cannot do that. You know, you don't necessarily know what you're going to do or how to do it. And, you know, but there are certain things that you feel a great pull from certain characters. And some characters, not so much. And those are the ones you probably tend to not, you know, go after. But it's also a great amount of luck, you know, involved too.
So you have to get the right script, basically. That's what.
Yeah, the right opportunities and the right people to believe in you and.
So comedy, drama, anything basically.
Oh yeah, I'll do anything that.
Good guy, you know. Yeah, anything that challenges you is not good.
Yeah, and if. Sometimes I did this movie recently where it was a character that I felt like I'd played before, and that caused me to change it completely. And there's probably too much of Percy in it, and there's probably too much of this other character from this other film. So we'll see how it works out. But
it's an interesting point.
Something like that was a challenge for me to figure out how to change, you know, because I'd already done it before.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to do it again, you know.
I've already done it.
But.
I mean, it must be a struggle after playing such a heavy, in the sense that it's a great role, to get into a character and then jump into a project that might be completely different afterwards. Is it like a challenge to do that?
No, sometimes it's saving grace.
For instance,
I was doing a film called Heaven Knows What in New York, and it was a very heavy film. And I was lucky to literally fly to LA the next day, and then the next day go to Vegas and shoot another movie right off the bat, you know. It helped me not have to deal with things that I was very afraid of dealing with at that time.
But is there anything?
And now I have to deal with them, you know. But
but is there anything about doing this? Like, you're in Cannes now, which is awesome. Like, you know, people dream about this all the time, and it's when you make it to Cannes, you're like, fucking, you're there, like,
honor,
you know.
It's a great honor.
But is there anything? Wonderful, but also, it's the people that you're surrounded by, the other filmmakers that are here, and the other,
yes.
you know, it's the other films that are here, and it's just an honor to be, you know, among these great.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But is there anything about doing all this that's kind of overwhelming? Do you ever feel like, you know, I could do with a break, or like, you know,
a break?
What's next project? What are we looking forward to seeing? You know?
I'm about to start a project in June called Stonewall, about the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York.
Oh, wow.
And so that'll be a lot of fun, directed by Roland Emmerich. So that'll be interesting.
That's a big film.
It'll be, I think, the character is a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's something else. So I'm looking forward to experimenting with that and working with him and the other people surrounding the project at the time.
Cool. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing that. And other works you have in the can in the future.
I hope you see them. Yeah, I hope there are films to be seen.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.